I used to say yes to all of the extra things. I loved my job in Peds ICU. I was working night shift, but I would say yes to all kinds of stuff. I would say yes to teaching BLS classes. I would say yes to teaching PALS classes. It was like a lifestyle. I taught a lot of PALS classes. Back when they were like 2 days long and you like hung out with frozen chicken with your friends and kind of smelled a lot of bleach. And I used to like review policies and be on committees, and I would like mentor people and precept people. And I would come in extra and come in early and stay late, and not because I was like, felt like I was coerced by it. I really enjoyed doing all of that. And it all seemed to like work out totally fine, and I was completely happy. And then I was a nurse practitioner student, and I was juggling full-time night shift plus being a nurse practitioner student and then all this extra stuff that I liked. And as I got to the point where I was starting clinical, where I would be in day shift clinicals, I could tell it was like probably time to start looking at changing my schedule. And so I notified the manager, hey, I'm probably going to get to the point here pretty soon that I'm going to need to like move to day shift or cut back a little bit. And she's like, good thought. I will maybe start working on that now. And but for now, we're going to need to have you like keep doing what you're doing. And to be fair, it was working out. I was working like night shift for 3 shifts going into the weekend, getting off at Sunday morning at, you know, getting off, and then I would stay up all day on Sunday, go to bed Sunday night, then get up on Monday and then do day shift clinicals in the early part of the week and then flip and do it again. And I just kept doing that. And then every once in a while, I'd do a little extra thing here or there. But that started to slow down once I was on that, like, flipping constantly schedule. And it was working out okay until I got about to, like, mid-October. The semester started in August, and it was, like, mid-October. And I was doing my women's health clinicals. And so I get off on Sunday morning, and now it's the day that I'm going to stay awake. So I'm on Project Stay Awake. So I belt back some caffeine. I mow the lawn. And I'm like, this is after 3 night shifts. So I'm mowing the lawn like a zombie, you know. Right. And so I realize I hear my phone ringing, and I turn the mower off. And this is back, you know, this is the 1990s, so it went ring, right? Like, and so I went in, get the phone, and it's like, hey, we need you to come in tonight. We're super duper short. And I was like, no can do, got clinical tomorrow. And then it's like, but we called everybody. And I was like, but I can't, because I have clinical tomorrow. And I did tell you that I like to say yes, and I was bad at saying no. I started with that. So don't judge me. There'll be plenty of time for that in a minute. You know what I did. I said, she goes, what about 4 hours? Can you come in and just do the first 4 hours? And I'm a sucker, and I told you I'm not good at saying no. So I was like, yep, I'll come in for 4 hours. And so at least I knew that I should probably go to sleep. And I did. I went to sleep as much as I could for having caffeine loaded, but I was still pretty tired. So I did the like sleep as fast as you can thing, and then got in at night shift. And as I'm walking in, I can tell it is a really rough day. The manager is still there as I'm coming in for night shift. And she does this whole like thank you mouthing with her mouth as she's walking out. And as I'm walking into the unit, I see a crash cart in the hall. I see a portable X-ray machine, so I know that somebody just got intubated and a line just got placed. And I know walking in that this is not going to be a 4-hour shift, right? I think we all knew that, right? So I do the not 4-hour shift, and it's one of those shifts where you know you're going to find bruises like 3 days later. I whacked my head on a monitor. Everybody's working hard. I can tell there's no way I'm leaving, and that's okay because I would never leave anyone in this lurch that we're all in. Fortunately, day shift comes in on time, gets report on time. I don't know, there was like maybe not a line at the coffee cart, but they all get in there, and I'm out of there at 7:30, which is good because I have now clinical at 8. So I have to go to clinical in my scrubs. I ain't got time to change. And so I get to my clinical environment, and this is a women's health environment, and my preceptor is super sweet. She's like so nice. And I fess up. I like walk in and say, hey, I was up all night. I feel totally with it right now, but can I still today? And she's like, yes, if you start to run out of steam, let me know, and then we'll free you up for the rest of the day. I'll be right next to you. Let's go. So we start doing the things. I start doing the pap smears and doing the wet mounts, and I'm loving it. And this is a really wonderful women's health environment. It's so nice that they have posters on the ceiling. So like when you're getting your pap smear, you can like look up at like Hawaii or Jamaica. And so it's like early afternoon and I'm at the point where I'm doing a pap smear with somebody. And there's like two kinds of ladies when you do a pap smear. There's the drape up, you know, that's like up between their legs so that you're not making eye contact with them. And then there's the people that are super duper chatty and they're the drape down people. They like literally go whoomp so that they can like look at you and talk to you. This is a drape up lady, which is only relevant in the fact that when you go to do the cytobrush, that is the long like stick with a mascara brush on the end of it. With no mascara, but you're gonna put it in and you have to play this game of operation where you don't hit the sides of the vagina, but you get it all the way in there carefully, and then you get the cells off the bottom of the cervix. And but you just can't do that and surprise somebody, right? You can't be like, hoo-hoo! You've gotta like warn a gal, right? And so I'm waiting for her to stop talking about Hawaii because she's like, oh, I was in Hawaii and I saw some sea turtles. And she's like telling this great story. And my preceptor and her are like totally vibing about Kauai right now. And I'm just waiting for my like pause to be able to cytobrush, right? And I'm like gonna say, hey, cytobrush, right? They're talking, and all of a sudden, I get this huge wave of heat. Like I opened up the oven when the cookies weren't yet done. Or it's like the sun is like hitting the back of me, and I'm in my 20s, ladies. This isn't a heat flash. Like, it's like, whoa. And then all of a sudden, I start to feel like I'm going down in an elevator, and I'm starting to slump. And my cytobrush kind of hits my leg, and I feel myself slumping. And my chin is now hitting my chest. And I'm realizing my eyes are shut. And I am like seeing like this bright light that is coming over me. I'm like really taking a trip to Hawaii with this lady. I am looking kind of like my head is bent down, but I'm not really looking down. But my eyes are feeling like they're shut. I'm seeing what should be my feet, but it seems like all yellow, like it's sand. And I'm like, you are not falling asleep right now. This is not happening. And I start yelling in my head, like when you yell at a dog that's just about ready to take a crap on your carpet. I'm like, no, you don't. Do not. Don't do it. No, 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 no. No, do not. Oh, do not slump. Don't slump. Don't slump. Forward. Do not face plant in this woman's vagina. Do not do it. Open your eyes, lift up your head. Open your eyes and lift up your head. And blissfully and thankfully I do. But when I open my eyes and lift up my head, I make the same sound that Wesley made when he was coming out of the fire sand in the swamp in Princess Bride. I go like this. And my eyeballs are like wide. And the first thing I do is appraise whether or not I've actually done the face plant. And I have not, thankfully. I'm like, nowhere near vagina. Good, good. One win. And I have not, like, my eyeballs are huge, and I look at my preceptor. Look, I always see his drape up here. And I realize that my preceptor thinks I have sneezed. She goes, bless you. And the patient goes, gesundheit. And so now I realize, okay, I have to finish doing the pap smear. Get it together. I realize the crisis has only been in my head, but this rush of adrenaline happens and it hits me. And it's like the second adrenaline. It's like that relaxation to rally adrenaline. And that's different adrenaline, right? And so all of a sudden my mouth is super dry. It's like I have eaten the sand that she was talking about in Hawaii. I'm like, blah, blah. My mouth isn't working. And I'm like, now have to say, here comes the cider brush. But all I can get out is like I lift up my hand over the drape with the cytobrush, like I'm the Statue of Liberty and this is my torch. And I just go, huh? And thankfully she understood me and goes, uh-huh. And so I get it together and I do the cytobrush and I finish. And I, okay, good. And I walk into my preceptor after that's done. I'm like, I feel like I should probably go home today. feel like I'm good. I'm feeling like I'm done. And she's like, great job. See you tomorrow. And so I get in my car and I start scrolling in my head all the things that could have gone bad. All the things that could, the algorithms of awfulness are just flowing through me. And I realize I have got to go beg to change my schedule. I have to start saying no to things. And so I drive directly to the hospital and I walk into my manager's office and I jump scare the poor woman. She realizes I am in the same clothing she saw me in yesterday. And instead of begging for a schedule change, I start barfing no. I start saying the word no like a head injury patient barfs barf, but I'm barfing no. I go, no. I start declining things like I'm declining green eggs and ham. I'm like, I will not BLS and I will not PALS. I will not review policies or redo policies. I will not extra shift here or there. I will not extra shift anywhere. Thank you. I think I might have declined getting into a boat with the goat. She clearly sees that this needs some adjustment, and she's very kind to me. She, like, by the time I leave that room, I have a registry schedule, and I'm working things out. And I had not told her anything about this pap smear situation. In fact, I told no one until years later, I had something very similar happen. And when I mean I had something similar happen, I do not mean that I inadvertently and unintentionally nearly face-planted in a random person's vagina or genitalia. What happened was I did find myself gasping awake, but this time I was on the floor, and I did the full Wesley in the Fire Swamp gasp. But this time, I had broken my front tooth and I had a bloody nose. That time, I got some evaluation, and then I got a diagnosis, and in some time, I got an ablation for my ventricular tachycardia. So my suggestion and what I learned is I had to check myself before I wrecked myself. And my suggestion to you is don't get to the point where you're unconscious between somebody's legs and feel like that's a normal expectation of the day you've been having, to realize you might have something wrong with you and you need and deserve healthcare.